A proposal to charge Tennesseans to look at public records was widely criticized at a downtown Nashville hearing Wednesday morning. Critics say the idea would shut down outside scrutiny of state and local government. The state comptroller's office hosted the hearing, one of three taking place around Tennessee this week. State lawmakers have floated the idea of charging for the mere inspection of public records. Marion Ott, the president of the League of Women Voters, condemned the suggestion.
Fees for inspecting public records are akin to a poll tax for accessing government. Some citizens will simply not be able to afford the fees and thus will be blocked from access to public records.
In all, about 20 people, journalists, activists, and a few public officials, said they were against the proposal. They cited examples of corruption that had been uncovered and said government has a duty to turn information over to the public. They also said officials have already tried to use exorbitant fees to copy records as a way to keep them sealed. But Sheila Luckett, the city recorder and finance director in Mount Juliet, said total transparency has a cost. She said officials at least should be allowed to charge to look at personnel records, arguing that it takes considerable time to go through them and take out private information.
It's part of their duties, and they gladly do it. It's just I don't think it's unreasonable to charge a minor fee if it takes over a certain amount of hours or a certain number of copies or something like that.
The comptroller's office will be taking comments until the end of the month on whether to charge for public records. It plans to deliver a recommendation to the legislature by the end of the year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.